Very good. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of considering the truth of God again today.
主啊，我们非常感恩有这样的荣幸来继续学习神的真理。
Speak to our hearts, we pray. Help us to understand.
所以对我们的心灵说话，我们祷告，来帮助我们去理解。
And cause us, Lord, to walk in your ways, we pray.
所以让我们在您的路上前行，我们祷告。
We thank you for all who are here.
我们非常感恩所有的人都在这里。
And we thank you that Ivy's husband and Emily's husband are hoping to be with us in 2 or 3 weeks, and that will be a great encouragement, Lord.
我们非常感恩那个艾米丽的老公还有艾薇的老公可能在十二月中旬来这里，这对我们来说是一个很大的鼓励。
And we pray that as they come, they might not only be a blessing to us, but may we be a blessing to them. May they learn more of the truth of God.
因为当他们来的时候呢，不但他们对我们来说是一个福气，也对我们来说对他们也是一个福气。我们可以把神的真理传给他们。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们向上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Help us as we study, we ask.
所以帮助我们当我们学习的时候我们祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, again, Gia and Sunny, welcome to you. We're going to study today, Lord willing, from Hebrews chapter 1.
也欢迎那个马杰和那个 Sunny, 我们开始学习希伯来书的第一章。
We've been basically going through the chapters in the New Testament in this study.
所以我们一直在学习的时候呢，就是回到了到了那个新约里面的一些真理。
And the book of Hebrews is a delightful book, but it's often a very hard book to understand.
所以呢，那个希伯来书呢是一个非常令人享受的一本书，但是呢通常呢也是一本很难理解的书。
And for a long time, I basically refused to teach it because I said, Harold, you don't understand it well enough.
所以长期以来呢 ,Harold 呢他一直拒绝的去教希伯来书这本书，因为他经常的自己说 ,Harold, 你还没有足够的理解希伯来这本书。
So we're going to take the study of the book this year. We're just going to sort of study it at a higher level than a deeper level.
那今天呢，我们要给这本书呢，我们要一步一步的学，我们要从一个很高的角度来学习，而不是从一个很深的角度去学习。
And we won't always be dealing with the deep.Theological questions that some people find when they go through the book of Hebrews.
所以我们呢，不要花时间来应对那些在这里面希伯来书。通常人们在学希伯来书的时候，会发现很多很深的神学方面的问题。我们不会去对付这样的问题。
But the book is a very practical book, and we want to look at it.From the point of view of how we should live our Christian lives.
所以实际上呢，希伯来书呢是一本很有实践性的书。我们要呢从这里学到那个使徒保罗他所讲的，我们怎样去过一个基督徒的人生。
So the fact is that the book begins without explaining who the author is.
所以呢，这本书开始呢，就是来去解释那个作者是谁。
So we don't really know who wrote the book of Hebrews. Many people suggest it was the Apostle Paul, but we're not sure.
所以我们确实是不知道希伯来书的作者是谁。很多人认为是使徒保罗，但是我们不是很确定是他。
But we're not going to worry about it. Because if the Lord wanted us to know, he would have told us.
所以呢，我们不要去担心这个。
But it appears that it was written to the Hebrew Christians.
所以这里看起来呢，这本书呢是写给希伯来基督徒的。
They come, or rather they came, from a very different background than you and I.
所以呢，他们相对你我来说，他们是来自一个完全不同的背景。They
were steeped in the Old Testament.
所以呢，他们非常了解那个旧约。And
they were devoted to following Moses and the prophets.
所以呢，他们一直把自己奉献跟随摩西和那个先知们。
Their problem was they found it hard to leave the pictures of the Old Testament and go on to the person of Jesus Christ in the New Testament.
所以呢，这些基督徒呢，他通常发现很难，就是忘掉那个旧约里的那个画面，而且来到新约里主耶稣基督这里。
That's not really as big a problem for us as it would have been for them.
所以呢，这个问题呢，对我们来说并不存在，但是对他们来说确实是存在的。But
our problem is to leave behind the religious persuasion that we used to follow.
所以呢，我们的问题呢，就是说我们要把那个从前的 那个我们去信的那些宗教呢，把它抛弃。Some
may have followed the another religion with the same kind of zeal that the Apostle Paul followed the Old Testament religion, the Pharisaic religion.
所以呢，你们中间有些人呢，肯定以前呢，就像使徒保罗那么热心的去追随他的那个法利赛人的旧约里的那个宗教一样，也可以像他那样的热心的去追求过别的宗教。Probably
most of us were more casual in our pursuit of religion, and our problem would be to follow the Lord with the zeal that we should be following him.
因为我们的问题呢，其实上呢，我们可能有时候不是很上心的去追随我们的主耶稣基督，所以我们是应该发热心、极大的热情去追随我们的主耶稣基督。But
each of us will approach the book from the perspective of our own hearts and our own past. And we're asking the Lord to teach us from it.
所以呢，实际上呢，我们每个人都面临着这个方面，在我们的内心里面，你也读到的、喜欢的这样的书，所以我们要祈求主来帮助我们。All
right, well, that's just a little introduction. Let's take a look at some of the words now.
所以呢，我们这就是一个介绍，然后我们呢。
All right, the first verse says, in the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways.
第一节说呢，这边来说，神既在古时，藉着众先知多次多方的小谕列子。
And it's true for the Jewish people, God was speaking to them clearly through prophets like Isaiah and Ezekiel and Malachi.
所以呢，这个是真的，就是说神呢，通过先知呢，就像以赛亚、以西结还有马拉基这样的先知呢，对犹太人说话。
And that was certainly not wrong, but he's saying something more and better has come. That's Jesus Christ.
所以呢，如果你跟随那些先知呢，并没有什么不对。但是呢，我们可以看到的呢，这更多的是主耶稣基督的来到。
Now, for many of us, we didn't have much of the prophets in the past, but we had our own approaches to God in the past.
所以呢，在我们这些人中间呢，我们在过去并没有什么遇到先知的问题，但是我们是有我们自己的方式来靠近神的。
Some people probably said, well, you know, God used to speak to me through my conscience.
所以有时候呢，有些人说呢，神呢，通过我的良心对我说过话。
And that's very, very good. But there's something more clear and powerful than speaking through the conscience, and that's speaking through the Bible and speaking through Jesus.
所以这个呢，是非常非常好的。但是呢，有一个更好的、更重要的方式呢，就是神通过圣经、通过主耶稣基督向我们说话。
And I think some people might even say God used to speak to me through dreams.
所以有些人会说呢，神通常呢会在梦里跟我说话。
But he doesn't speak that way anymore because he's written us his word and he sent us his son.
所以呢，神就不会再通过在梦中跟你说话的方式去说，因为他已经写下了圣经，已经把他的爱子派来了。
And many people say, well, God spoke to me through various teachers.
所以很多人也说呢，神呢，通过不同的教师对我说话。
And some of what they said may be right, and some of what they said may be wrong.
所以咱们中间呢，有些教师呢可能说错了，有些人呢也可能说对了。And
so part of the theme of this book is very simple. Regardless of what you heard before, listen to Jesus now. He's speaking to you through the Bible.
所以呢，不管过去呢是什么样的一种方式，但是这个这本书的那个主题很明显，现在开始你就听圣经里讲的，听主耶稣基督讲的。So
verse 2 says, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his son.
所以第二句就说，就在这末世，基督他儿子晓谕我们。
So the question is, what are the last days?
所以问题是呢，什么是末世？
And Joe Reese was addressing this subject on Sunday morning. Many of you will remember. He said that the last days began at the time of Pentecost.
所以呢，实际上呢，Joe Reese呢，在星期天的时候跟我们讲过这些末世。 他实际你如果听过了，你会记得。他说呢，末世呢是从五旬节开始的。From
the days of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, until today, we have been living in the last days.
所以呢，从那个五旬节那天，使徒行传的第二章的五旬节开始，一直到今天呢，我们一直生活在末世里。
In that sense, the days are quite different than the days in the time of Noah.
所以呢，从这个意义上来说呢，这个时间呢和挪亚这个时代呢是有极大的不同。And
in particular, different than in the days of Moses and the many prophets who came after Moses.
所以呢，也是说。 和摩西那个时代呢，也是有很大的区别，因为在摩西以后，来了很多先知。So
remember now, the Old Testament is a picture book to describe to us the Lord Jesus Christ who's coming later. Everything else was a build up to him.
所以实际上呢，旧约呢，大家要记住，旧约呢只是一个画面。 在旧约里所有描述的画面呢，都是准备好主耶稣基督要来，里面所有的要讲的东西呢，也都是指着主耶稣基督说的。
So the Hebrews had to learn to to focus on Jesus and to interpret the Old Testament law and prophets in the light of what Jesus came to say and do.
所以希伯来人呢，他们应该聚焦在主耶稣基督身上，然后呢，他们把旧约呢，把它翻译解释过来，解释过来呢，那些都是指着主耶稣基督的光来讲。
So verse 2 then goes on and says, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he made the universe.
第二节又继续说呢，又早已立他，这些主耶稣，早已立主耶稣为承受万有的，也曾藉着他创造诸世界。
Now this is all, in my opinion, very interesting. He's talking about Jesus, and he's saying, listen, the important thing about Jesus is what's going to happen in the future.
所以呢，这个对我来说呢，从我的观点来看是非常有趣的，因为这个实际上所有的事情都是关于主耶稣基督，这个也只是将未来而说的。
It's true, the Lord Jesus was very active in the past. He even made the universe.
所以呢，实际上呢，这个是真的。主耶稣基督呢，在旧约里一直是积极的在行动，他因为他创造了宇宙。
But that's not terribly important now. What is important is where we're going, and Jesus is the ultimate objective.
所以呢，那个呢已经不是很重要了。但现在很重要的是我们要往哪里去。我们要去的地方呢，其实是都是最终的去到主耶稣基督那里。
He has become the heir of all things, which means everything belongs to Jesus.
所以呢，主耶稣基督现在是承受那万有的，这个意思呢，就是说呢，所有的世界上所有宇宙里所有的一切都归主耶稣基督所有。
The fields and the fish in the sea and the mountains, they all belong to Jesus.
所以田地、大海、海里的鱼和山都是属于主耶稣基督的。
And the governments and the schools and the hospitals all belong to Jesus.
所以政府部门、医院、学校都是属于主耶稣基督的。
And you and I belong to Jesus.
你我呢，也是属于主耶稣基督的。
And that is most important for us to keep in mind in all of our lives, everything is all about Jesus.
所以呢，这就是非常重要的，在我们的人生里，我们人生里面的一切都是有关主耶稣基督的。
Now the trouble with the Hebrews was that they had a tendency to look back at all that the prophets taught, at all that their parents followed in all their history. They had a problem of looking back.
所以对希伯来人说呢，他们的问题呢，就是他们往回看的时候，看到了呢，所有的是那些先知，还有他们的先辈们跟随的那些先知。
But Paul is emphasizing, not Paul, the writer to the Hebrews is emphasizing that our responsibility is not to look back, our responsibility is to look forward. And when we look forward, it's all about Jesus.
所以呢，这个希伯来书的作者呢说呢，我们现在呢不应该往后看，我们应该往前看。当我们往前看的时候呢，看到的所有的一切都是主耶稣基督。
So as new Christians, our job is not to try to reconcile Jesus to the past. Our problem is to turn from the past and make sure we're following Jesus regardless of our past.
实际上呢，我们作为基督徒呢，我们不是说我们把我们的过去和主耶稣基督有一个什么样的去联系，但是我们现在要所有要做的是，我们都是看着将来，在将来呢，我们所有的一切
So this becomes a principle then that we will follow all the way through the book. We're looking forward to Jesus, not the details of the past.
我们读这本书的原则呢，是我们一切的都要向前看，去看着我们前面的主耶稣基督，而不是说去关注那些过去的细节。
Now the first issue that's being dealt with in verse 3 is who really is and was Jesus.
所以呢，第三节呢开始讲呢，主耶稣基督。 他是谁？他确实是谁？
It says the Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word.
这里讲的呢，爱子是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他的权柄的命令托住万有。
So some people say, well, who is Jesus? And this verse says, Jesus is the radiance of God's glory.
所以有些人会说呢，主耶稣基督是谁？所以这节经文讲到的呢，主耶稣基督他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
So if you could see God, you would end up saying, He's no more beautiful than Jesus.
如果你能够看见神，你会得出这样结论，你说神不会比主耶稣基督更美。
If you were to ask about the character of God, you would say, It's no more wonderful than Jesus.
如果呢，你想寻求神的特征或者是特点，你就说会说呢，这个不会比主耶稣基督更神奇。Jesus
is the radiance of God's glory. You can't get better than that.
所以呢，主耶稣基督呢，他是神所发出的光辉，所以呢，你不能找到比这更好。
Now, some people say that Jesus wasn't God, and He was created by God, and He is lesser than God.
有些人呢说呢，主耶稣基督呢，他不是神，他是被神创造的，他是隶属于神的。
But that is totally contradictory to all of the Bible teaching, especially to these verses.
所以呢，那种论调呢，实际上是完完全全。 与整个圣经的教导相悖的，尤其是这一节经文。This
doesn't say the Son is part of the radiance of God's glory, or shows us a little of the radiance of God's glory. That's not it at all. The Son is the radiance of God's glory.
这一节经文讲到的，它并不是说呢，爱子是神的。 所发的光辉的一部分，或者说呢，是他神发的一点点光辉。这里讲到的就是他就是神荣耀所发的光辉。Jesus
is the exact representation of God.
所以呢，他是完完全全的是神的一个影像。
And the other thing is, He's sustaining all things by His powerful word.
另外一件事呢，他用全能的命令托住万有。
So would you kindly remember that Jesus has got everything under control?
所以呢，你应该记得，主耶稣基督呢，他是掌控一切的。
He causes the sun to go up in the morning and go down at night.
他让太阳早晨升起，让太阳晚上降落。He
allows this government to rise and that government to fall.
所以呢，他允许这一个政府兴起， 他允许另一个政府垮掉。
He sends the rain and the right amount of rain even to Vancouver.
所以呢他降下雨甚至说呢降雨到温哥华。
That's what Jesus is doing now. He is sustaining all things by his powerful word.
所以呢这个呢就是主耶稣基督现在所做的他常用他的大能的话语托住万有。
Jesus is in charge. Rest in that.
主耶稣基督呢是掌控一切的所以你要在这里面有安息。
Now, the next clause goes on and says, after Jesus had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven.
所以下一句呢接着说呢主耶稣基督亲自洗净了我们的罪就坐在高大至大者的右边。
So what is Jesus doing now?
主耶稣基督现在在干什么呢?
Well, he's basically sitting there in heaven. He's in charge of everything, but he's not running around in circles trying to solve the problems.
其实主耶稣基督呢他实际上是坐在高天上在天堂里坐在神那里他是掌控一切的但是他并不是说是到处来去解决我们现有的问题。
He doesn't panic when he sees the news on the television every night.
所以呢主耶稣基督呢每天晚上在电视上看到新闻的时候呢他不会惊慌。
He's just sitting there. Beside him is God. The two are side by side. God he's the active one now, and Jesus is just sitting there patiently watching in control of everything, but not running around doing lots of things.
因为人际上呢，主耶稣基督现在坐在神的右边，他呢就是跟神坐在一起，他们并肩坐着。实际上呢，神是现在在做一切的事情，主耶稣基督呢，他也是掌控一切的。但是他并不是说出来到处去做事。
When he was on earth, he was doing lots of things, including providing purification for sins. That was his big job on the earth.
对，当主耶稣基督在地球上的时候呢，他做了很多的工。他这里面呢，就是说他洗净了我们的罪，这是主耶稣基督在地球上做的最伟大的一件事。
But now he doesn't do that because it's all done.
现在他什么也不用做了，因为一切都做完了。
So you and I take great assurance from that. We rest in that. Our purification from sin has all been dealt with. Jesus isn't doing anymore.
所以呢，你我呢，要在这件事情上是得到了极大的保障的你应该在这个上面呢有平安因为主耶稣基督呢他在地球上把所有的关于应对我们罪的工作呢全部做完了
So I just want to reassure you the great work of Jesus has already been done
所以呢我再次要让你们在自己心里呢，你们有保障，因为主耶稣基督所做的伟大的工作已经全部完成了。
The battle has been fought.
今天战斗已经打过了。
The victory has been won.
所以我们已经赢得了胜利。
Your salvation and my salvation are sure if we put our trust in Jesus, there is no more God or Jesus has to do. It's all been done. He's just going to carry on and he'll look after everything, but he's not running around saying, oh dear, we got a problem.
那实际上呢，你我呢，在心里呢，都要有这样的保障，就是我们主耶稣基督的所有的工作，他全部都做完了， 他不会说是主耶稣基督不会说现在这里跑向那里跑向哦，现在我们又有问题了，我们要应对这些问题，这个都全部已经完成了。
So verse 5 says, so he became as much superior to the angels as his name, he has inherited is superior to theirs.
第四节就是说呢，他所承受的名既比天使的名更珍贵，就远超过天使。
One of the problems that many people enter into is they say, yes, we believe in Jesus, but what about other powers? What about the angels? What about the Christians who used to live a long time ago? What about Christians who live today? Where is the power?
所以呢，有些人就说是我是相信主耶稣基督，那么那个权柄在哪里呢？权柄那些天使有权柄吗？那些过去的是过去活得很长时间以前那些很有大能的那些基督徒，他们的有权柄吗？所以说所有的权柄现在在哪里呢？
So if an angel were to fly into your room this afternoon, what would you do?
如果现在今天有一个天使飞到你的现在所在的房间里面，你会怎么做？
Well, you'd probably say, wow, this is absolutely amazing. I've never seen an angel. Imagine that. An angel has come to visit me this afternoon.
所以呢，你就说呢，啊，我从来没见过天使。你就想象一下，一个天使今天下午跑到我的房间里来了。
And you could check the angel out.You could find that he's very powerful. He may be able to speak many languages. He may have wings. We don't know much about him, but you could be very impressed.
因为实际上呢，你可能会发现这个天使呢很有能力，他可能会讲很多的语言，他可能也会呼风唤雨。但是呢，你会觉得说啊，这个天使他是真的很神奇。
And if he were to tell you to do something that Jesus didn't want you to do, what would you say to him?
如果呢，那个天使告诉你去做一些主耶稣基督不想要你做的事，你怎么办？
You'd say to him, Angel, you're not Jesus, and I am not going to follow you to do anything that Jesus wouldn't want me to do.
你又跟他说呢，天使啊，你不是主耶稣基督，所以呢，我不会顺服你，我不会听你的话，我不会去做任何主耶稣基督不想要我做的事。
Now there's a great temptation in the world today, as there was in the days of the apostles, for people to worship angels.
所以当今呢，有一个很大的诱惑，就跟当初呢，在使徒时代一样的，有些人呢他们去敬拜天使。
They would say, we're worshiping good angels.
他们会说呢，我们敬拜好天使。
But they wouldn't know whether they're worshiping good angels or bad angels.
但他们却不知道他们敬拜的是好天使还是坏天使。
And it wouldn't matter what the angel was or what he said. We follow Jesus.
不管那个天使是什么，不管他说什么，我们只听主耶稣基督的。
And why? Because Jesus is the one who inherits all things, and the angels simply serve him properly, or like the devil's angels, improperly. But they're not Jesus. We follow Jesus.
所以这个道理很简单，主耶稣基督呢他是拥有万有的，那些天使呢只是服侍他的，就算说那些好天使是以一个恰当的方式服侍他，那些坏天使以不恰当的方式服侍他，但是他们都是服侍主耶稣基督的。
Now in the days to come, in the time of the great tribulation, the devil himself will comeAnd he will do great miracles, and he will even apparently raise the Antichrist from the dead. He will do amazing things, and the Christian will say, no, I'm not going to follow you at all. I follow Jesus.
所以呢，当时间到了的时候，在大灾难期间呢，那魔鬼呢，他会那个兴起那个敌基督，他会行很多的神迹，他甚至会让那些死了的敌基督又复活。但是呢，我们作为基督徒来说呢，就说跟那个魔鬼说，我们不会跟随你，我们也不会听你的，我们只听主耶稣基督的。
So the Spirit of God goes on now and compares Jesus to angels.
所以呢，神的圣灵呢，现在继续他把主耶稣基督呢和天使做一个对比。
So verse 5 says, For to which of the angels did God ever say, You are my son? Today I have become your father. Or again, I will be his father, and he will be my son.
所以第五节说呢，所有的天使神从来对哪一个说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你，又指着哪一个说，我要做他的父，他要做我的子。
Doesn't matter who the angel is, doesn't matter who else would come to you or me and try to lead us away from Jesus, and we would say, no, Jesus is God's son. We're going to follow him.
所以呢，不管是天使还是其他的什么的形式，他要过来啊，让你带你离开主耶稣基督，你会对他说，你说不。我们不会跟随你，也不会听你的，因为主耶稣基督才是神的儿子。
And the fact that this is true is prophecy from Psalm chapter 2. You are my son. Today I have become your father. That's the fulfillment of prophecy.
所以呢，这个呢，就是实际上就是预言，先知所讲的预言。依然是在诗篇第二篇里所讲的，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。所以呢，主耶稣基督来呢，他只是实现了那个预言。
And again, he says, I will be his father, he will be my son. And that is a prophecy from 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 14.
所以呢，这个呢，你要做，我要做他的父母，他要做我的子。这一个呢，实际上是撒米尔记下七章的第十四节所说的。
So the authenticity of the Lord Jesus is not just what he did, but it is also that he is doing what was prophesied about him.
所以呢，主耶稣基督的真实性呢，并不是说他过去做，不仅仅是他过去做个什么，而且也是先知指着他说的，他实现了先知的预言。
And then again, verse 6, and again, when God brings his firstborn into the world, he says, and again, it's prophecy, let all the angels of God worship him.
所以第六节说呢，再者，神使长子到世上来的时候，就说神的使者都要拜他。
What do the angels do? The angels all worship the Lord.
所以呢，天使在做什么呢？所有的天使都敬拜主耶稣。
So we certainly wouldn't and couldn't worship angels because angels are supposed to worship the Lord.
因为我们不应该去敬拜天使，因为天使也是敬拜主的。
Some people say, well, when you pray, you can pray to the angels. You could pray to the saints, to the other Christians, because they understand you. Jesus is so high, he might not understand, but they will understand.
所以有些人说呢，当你祷告的时候呢，你可以向天使祷告，你可以向过去的那些圣徒祷告，因为他们懂你，他们知道你。那主耶稣基督呢，太高了，太远了，他理解不了你，所以你可以跟那些天使和圣徒祷告。
And they would maybe give many other reasons why they might worship angels or pray to angels or worship even saints living or dead. And God says, no, worship God. The angels are supposed to worship God, so you and I must worship God. Don't ever follow or listen to or worship anything other than God, not even angels.
所以呢，他们呢也有可能有其他的理由去敬拜天使，去敬拜过去死去的圣徒。所以呢，神在这里说呢，不。 你们不要敬拜他们，不管他们说什么，你们应该敬拜神，因为不管是天使，他们还是过去那些圣徒，他们都是敬拜神的。
It says in verse 7, he says, in speaking of the angels, he says, he makes his angels winds and his servants flames of fire.
因为第七节呢，继续说呢，论到天使，他说神造他的天使为灵，以火焰为仆人。God
has got plans for his angels.
所以神呢，在他的天使身上是有计划的。And
he sends them on various jobs.
所以呢，他让他们去做不同的工作。But
they're not to be worshipped. He treats his angels as servants. But verse 8 says, he says about his son, your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. The scepter, and righteousness will be the scepter of your kingdom.
所以呢，第七节说呢，神呢，你们不要敬拜天使，因为天使呢，他们也是只是个仆人。 所以第八节继续说呢，论到子，却说神啊，你的宝座是永永远远的，你的国权是正直的。Okay,
so God, there's something about the service of the Lord Jesus Christ, about the throne of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is on the throne, sitting beside God, but he is on the throne as God, and he says, righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom.
实际上呢，这里讲到呢，主耶稣基督讲到的爱子，就是呢，主耶稣基督他是坐在宝座上的。那个宝座呢，他是在宝座上，是和神坐在一起的。所以呢，他的国的权杖呢，是公义的权杖。That's
very, very important. The kingdom of God is a kingdom of righteousness. There is no sin in God's kingdom.
所以这个呢是非常非常重要的。神的国呢是公义的，所以在神的国里面呢，一点点罪都没有。Some
people say if you become a Christian, Jesus will make you better.
有些人说呢，如果你成为基督徒， 主耶稣基督会把你变得更好。
But the truth is, no, if you become a Christian, Jesus will make you perfect, righteous, just like him.
所以呢，这个说法是不对的。如果你成为基督徒呢，主耶稣基督把你变成完美，然后公义就像主耶稣基督一样。
The whole picture here is not us and angels, or us and better, but it's us and Jesus, it's us and righteousness, complete, absolute righteousness.
所以呢，这个画面在这里呢，不是我们和天使，或者我们会变得更好。我们所有的一切呢，就是我们和主耶稣基督的公义。
How much sin will there be in heaven?
在天堂里有多少罪呢？
Absolutely none.
一丁点都没有。
How good do you have to be to get to heaven?
你要有多好才能进到天堂呢？
Perfect.
你必须完美。
And if Jesus hasn't made you perfect, you can't get through the gates into heaven.
所以呢，主耶稣基督如果没有把你变得完美呢，你就进不了天堂的那个大门。
Now that's something that most people don't understand.
这就是很多人不理解的一些事情。
Most people assume that you don't have to be that good.
有些人呢，他们只是假设你不一定要那么完美。
God says no. Heaven is absolutely perfect.And you must be perfect to get there.
所以神说，不对，天堂呢是完美的，所以你必须完美，你才能到天堂去。
And therefore our sins must be forgiven. You and I must be born again.
所以呢，你我的罪呢，都必须得到赦免，你我呢，都必须重生。
Now, verse 8 is very important. It says, you have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God your God has set you above your commandments, above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy.
第九节呢是非常重要的，就是呢你喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶，所以神就是你的神，用喜乐的油膏你，胜过膏你的同伴。
All right, and that's not the way it's translated in the King James Version.
所以呢，在国王钦定版呢，它其实不是这样翻译的。
So, let me just check here.As we go, I want us to go back to Psalm 45.
所以呢，我们来查一下，我要大家回到那个诗篇的第45篇。
Psalm 45, and we'll read verses 6 and 7.
所以呢，诗篇的45篇，我们要读第6和第7节。
It says, Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever.A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy.
第十篇呢，四十五篇第六、第七节是这么讲的：神啊，你的宝座是永永远远的，你的国权是正直的，你喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶。所以神就是你的神，用喜乐油膏你，胜过膏你的同伴。
All right. So there's two ways of translating that verse. There's the way it's translated in the NIV.And there's the way it's translated in the King James Version. And Roy, I want you to tell me which is the way it's translated in Chinese, please. But let me explain it to you before you answer.
Okay.
Okay. One is you have been anointed above your companions by giving you the oil of joy. And the other is,you've been anointed by giving you the oil of joy above your companions.
I think that's Chinese is translated exactly as a King James Version.
Okay. So, the point that I'm making is this, that there is in life a certain amount of joy. And the more you...Live righteousness, the more you get joy.
所以他刚
Go ahead.
因为他刚才讲的呢，就是那国王钦定版和新国际版的翻译是有一点不一样。因为他刚才问我，我就说呢，是那个我们中文翻译实际上是跟国王钦定版差不多的。所以他刚才讲的呢，就是这个实际上呢有一个那个喜乐的一个水平，就是说有的人呢，这个喜乐会。 多一点，高一点。
Okay. The less you live righteousness, the less you have joy.
所以呢，你就是生活的公义，在公义里面活得越少呢，你的喜乐就越少。
Nobody lived a righteous life like Jesus, and therefore nobody had all his joy.
所以呢，没有任何人可以呢活出主耶稣基督那样的一个人生。所以呢，就没有人能够享受到主耶稣基督那所有的喜乐。
Who is the happiest person in the universe?
所以在整个宇宙里，谁是最幸福的人呢？
Jesus.
那是主耶稣。
That's wonderful. If you were to see Jesus today, you'd see a great big smile on his face.And you would say, why are you so happy?
因为呢，如果今天你能够见到主耶稣基督呢，你看到呢，主耶稣基督脸上有一个很美的笑容，你会问他，你说为什么您这么高兴呢？
And he would tell you about the wonderful things that he did, and he would tell you about the wonderful work that he accomplished, but the reason would be he never did sin. He stayed away from sin. He loved righteousness. He hated iniquity or sin. And therefore, the oil of gladness was upon him above his fellows.
实际上呢，主耶稣基督呢，他会跟你说呢，告诉他过去所做的事，告诉他所完成的工作。实际上呢，主耶稣基督呢，他从来没有犯过罪，就是藏在他身上从来没有找到罪，实际上他喜爱公义，他恨恶罪恶，所以实际上这个喜乐的油呢，就是浇到他的头上呢，超过所有其他的人。
You want to be a happy Christian? You follow the Lord. You live righteousness. You want to be an unhappy Christian? You just don't worry about that.
所以呢，你要想成为一个高兴的、幸福的基督徒呢，你就跟随主耶稣基督，听主耶稣基督的，喜爱公义。如果你不想成为一个幸福的基督徒呢，你就不要去管这些了。
I've often wanted to know a little bit about joy and gladness.
我呢，通常呢，就想了解一下这个喜乐和高兴有什么区别。
So I went to my Greek concordance.
所以呢，他去找了查了一下他那个希腊词的索引。
And I looked up the word that is translated here in verse number 9, joy.And the word in the Greek language is translated gladness.
所以呢，实际上呢，他看了一下，在这个第九节里讲到的呢，那个喜乐呢，实际上希腊文呢，它的原文的意思呢是高兴。
It is one of the first words that you will find in a Greek dictionary.
所以呢，这就是呢一个非常的一个词，你可以在希腊词典里找到的。
One of the things that's interesting about it is that it's almost the same as the word that is translated good.
所以呢，这个呢非常有趣的呢，这个词呢，它和那个好的词的。那个良善好的词的基本上是一样的意思。
You can have gladness, but you can't have gladness without goodness.
所以你如果你有良善呢，你就会有高兴；如果呢你没有良善呢，你就不可能高兴。
The devil will tell you you can have gladness without goodness.
所以魔鬼会告诉你说你没有良善的，你也可以告诉。
But the Bible says you can't.
圣经说那你不能。
If you want gladness, you've got to have goodness. If you let sin in, you will not have gladness. You won't have righteousness. You won't have gladness.
所以呢，如果你想要高兴呢，你就想要良善。如果你有了良善呢，你就会高兴。如果你呢有了公义呢，你就会高兴。
The word for gladness is a word from which we in English get our word agile.
所以呢，这个高兴呢，在英语里呢，就是这么去说是 agile。
Agile. We talk about agility.
我们呢是来讨论一个什么what's agility?
Agility is moving around with joy. Da 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 da.
所以这个呢 ,agility 呢实际上就是你高兴的到处转悠，就打里来来来唱歌。
Little children are often so glad that they're all over the place. Ah, dee, 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 dee. That's gladness.
因为有一些小孩呢，他们通常呢会很高兴，他们就到处转悠，到处唱歌，所以这是高兴。
Okay, the very basic literal meaning is much jump.
所以呢，这个呢，从那个文字上，你如果完全按文字去翻译呢，就是那个跳起来。
So happy you can't sit still.
所以这是我们中文讲的高兴的蹦起来。
God says, that's my plan for you. I want you to be full of joy.
所以神跟我们说呢，这就是我在你们身上的计划。我要你们每个人呢都高兴的蹦起。
That's what heaven is going to be like.
这就是天堂的样子。
Okay, you're not going to be bored in heaven.
所以呢，你不会在天堂里，你不会感到无聊。
You're not going to be tired in heaven.
也不会感到疲惫。
You're not going to be lazy in heaven.
你在天堂，你也不会很懒。
You're not going to say, oh, I've seen that before in heaven.
在天堂呢，你也不会说啊，这个东西我以前见过。
Remember, God has promised us everlasting joy.
牢记这一点，神呢，应许了我们，我们有永恒的喜乐。
Who has the most joy?
谁有最多的喜乐呢？
Jesus.
主耶稣。
Why? Because he was devoted to righteousness and he hated sin, wickedness, iniquity.
你为什么呢？因为主耶稣基督呢，他喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶。
Now some of the days when the Lord Jesus was here was hard days, were hard days.
所以呢，那些日子主耶稣基督还在地球上的时候呢，那些日子可能是很艰难的日子。
And so when Jesus was at the graveside of his friend Lazarus, the Bible says he wept.
所以当主耶稣基督呢在墓地里看到他的朋友拉扎路的时候呢，圣经说主耶稣基督哭了。
And when Jesus was watching over the city of Jerusalem, he saw its sin.And departure, and he wept.
所以当主耶稣基督呢看见整个耶路撒冷城的时候，他看见耶路撒冷城的罪，所以主耶稣基督也哭了。
And when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, "My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death."
所以呢，当主耶稣基督呢。在那个科西马斯尼园的时候呢，他说呢，我的灵极其的痛苦，都痛苦的要死了。
But remember, he was still the happiest man in the universe.
但是大家要记住，不管怎么样，主耶稣基督仍然是整个宇宙里最高兴的人。
Now, how did he get this joy?
所以呢，主耶稣基督他是怎么样获得这样的喜乐的呢？
And verse number 9 says, by anointing you with the oil of joy.
所以呢，第九节说呢，是神用喜乐的油膏了他。
Okay, so if you were to be anointed in the picture of the Bible, something would happen to you.
所以呢，如果从圣经的这个角度，这个画面来说呢，如果你被膏了，那么在你身上一定会发生一件事。
Anointing with oil comes like this. Someone pours some oil on your head.
因为用油膏的意思呢，就是有人把油泼到你头上。
And then someone takes their hand and rubs the head and rubs the oil in.
所以有些人呢，用他的手呢，把那个油在你身上磨平了，然后把那个油抹到你的皮肤里面去了。
Now, when Queen Elizabeth was made queen way back in 1952, that's what they did for her.
所以呢，当那个伊丽莎白女王回到1952年，她被膏为女王的时候，这就是他们在她身上所行的事情。
The Archbishop of Canterbury took some oil, it's still there in England today, took some anointing oil, poured it on her head, and then he rubbed it in.
所以呢，在那个英国那个伦敦那个教堂里，那个大主教就把那个油呢套到他头上，头上抹平了，那个油瓶现在真今天还在那里。
How do you and I get joy?
所以你我怎么得到喜乐呢？
Well, God comes to us and he pours some oil on our head, the oil of gladness.
所以神来了，神来了呢，往我们头上泼了一些油，这个油呢就是喜乐的油。
And then he rubs it in.
然后神呢就把它抹平抹进去。
And you and I say, that's great, Lord. I'd like some more, please.
所以你会说呢，主啊，这个太好了，再给我多泼点。
He said, Harold, I can't give you more until you have more righteousness.
所以神说， Harold, 我不会再给你多的喜乐的油了，除非呢，你有更多的公义。
He says, Harold, if you love righteousness and you hate iniquity, then I can give you more oil of gladness.
所以呢，神跟他说呢， Harold, 如果你喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶，然后我就会再多给你一点喜乐的油。
It's a beautiful picture.
一个很美的一个画面。
How much do you get?
你能得到多少？
Turn over to the book of Acts, chapter 2. Acts, chapter 2.
大家翻到《使徒行传》的第二章。
Acts, chapter 2 is the story of the first Christians in the days of Pentecost.
所以《使徒行传》呢，里面第二章讲到的呢，是在五旬节里面第一批基督徒的故事。
All right, let's see if we can read it together. We're just going to pick up the story, read a little of it, and then we'll explain it. But verse 41 says, those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day.They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe. And many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together. And everything, they had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added unto their number daily those who were being saved. Did you notice the word glad? It's that word we're talking about. Only used maybe a dozen times in the whole Bible. But when these people first became Christians, they lived lives of righteousness. They even sold their possessions in order to give to poor people so that more would become Christians and all would have equal. They ate together. They worked together. They prayed together. They served the Lord together. And the result was they had gladness. They were all filled with agility. They were zealous for God. They were a most happy people because they lived the righteousness of God.
所以呢，他现在呢，刚才读的呢是41节一直到47节。 因为呢，这我也给大家读一下这样你们的这个故事，就是说大概的概念。这41节于是，你说他的话的人就受了洗。那一天门徒约天了，3000人都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，拨饼祈祷，众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹，信的人都在一处房屋公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需的分给个人。 他们天天同心合意，恒切的在殿里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜。这个欢喜呢，就是刚才我们讲到的那个高兴，那个高兴呢，这个高兴呢，在圣经里呢，其实用到了十几次。这里面讲到的呢，就是当初他们这些信了的第一批的基督徒呢，他们信了主以后呢，都是非常的高兴，非常高兴呢，他们。 欢欢喜喜的一起吃饭，一起住，把东西都卖了，一起分享，然后赞美神，得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们，所以他们那些人呢，他们的数目呢，每天都在增加。All
right, now I owe Roy an apology because that was a very long translation.
That's fine, thank you.
All right. God's plan is not just that one of his people be filled with gladness. God's plan is that we all be filled with gladness.
神的计划呢，是我们所有的人都充满了喜乐。
So if you're glad and I'm not, and I'm with you, what happens to your gladness?
所以呢，如果你很高兴，我不高兴，但是我跟你在一起呢，那你的高兴会变成什么样呢？
But if we're all glad together, our gladness can go up.
所以如果我们大家都在一起高兴，我们的高兴就会不断的增加。So
if you were glad and I sin, then I wouldn't be glad because of my sin.
所以如果你刚,
because of my sin, you wouldn't be as glad.
所以呢，如果呢，你高兴，我因为我的罪。 我不高兴，那么呢，我就会把你的高兴拉低。So
how important is it that I live righteousness?
所以呢，我活出公义有多重要呢？
Well, the more righteousness that I live, the gladder you get to be.
所以呢，如果我也活得公义越多，那么你们就会越高兴。
And so we each have a great responsibility to the other.
所以我们对互相之间，我们的其他人都是有责任的。
In Acts chapter 2, they all lived up to this delightfully high standard. They were all together worshiping, praising, working, praying. They were all together serving, and they were all together giving. And they were all filled with gladness. Much joy.
所以实际上呢，这里面呢，在使徒行的第二章里呢，他们这些人呢，他们都是在很高的一个水平上的那种高兴，然后他们一起在赞美神，一起祷告，一起工作，一起分享，然后呢，他们呢，互相的鼓励，所以他们每个人呢，都是高兴的蹦起来。
So, this all in the context of angels. The angels are very good, maybe, but it's all about Jesus. Don't get sidetracked onto other things. Keep your focus on Jesus and his righteousness.
所以呢，这里所谈到的呢，都是天使。那天使呢，他们是很好的，但是他们只是在这里。那主耶稣基督呢，远远在他们之上。所以呢，不要让这些事情把你带到歧途上去了。你们的所有的焦点呢，都要放在主耶稣基督上，这样你才能得到更多的喜乐。
Okay, so if you want to know what agility is, you just look at Daisy. Daisy's in the background, and she's playing with her balloon, and it's wonderful.Okay, that's agility. God wants us to be so excited that we are agile too.
所以你要想知道这个 agility, 这个高兴的蹦起来的是什么一个概念，什么一个意思，你就看一下那个 Daisy。Daisy 呢，他从这个镜头上可以看到他在那里玩气球。玩气球呢，然后他就这样蹦起来，就是搞他的气球。
Very good, Daisy. You illustrate for us. Thank you.
所以呢，非常好，谢谢你 ，Daisy， 因为你跟我们展示了那个蹦的高兴的蹦起来什么样。
All right, verse 10 from Hebrews chapter 1. Back to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 10.
给大家回到希伯来书的第一章的第十节，你翻回来。
He also says, In the beginning, O Lord, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands.
第十节又说，主啊，你起初立了地的根基，天也是你的手所造的。
They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment.
第十一节继续说，天地都要灭没，你却要长存。天地要像衣服渐渐的旧了。
What is next for Jesus? Who is going to replace him?
所以呢，下一步是。关于主耶稣基督什么样的，谁可以取代主耶稣
？No one, none.
没有人，一个都没有。
The earth can perish, the heavens can be changed, and they will, they'll wear out just like an old piece of clothes.
所以呢，地也会毁灭，然后天呢也会改变，他们所有的呢。对啊，像衣服一样慢慢变旧。
But Jesus will remain.
但主耶稣基督呢，却要长存。
Sometimes when you go to work for a big company, you get promoted by your boss.
所以呢，如果说有时候呢，你去为一个大公司工作。
And your boss goes up and up and up in the company, and you come up and up under him.
所以你的老板呢，在公司里的地位越来越高，你呢也就跟着他，也地位越来越高。
And then the boss dies.
然后那个老板死了。 And
the new boss comes in and fires you.
然后来了个新老板把你炒掉了。Happens
all the time.
这些经常发生的。
Not with Jesus. Jesus is never going to die.
所以这个在主耶稣基督的身上永远不会发生，因为主耶稣基督。
The stars will all be rearranged.
所以呢，天上的那个星星呢，要重新安排。
They may come and go.
他们也会来，也会去。
But Jesus will always be the same. Hallelujah.
但主耶稣基督呢，会永远长存，他是永远是一样的。
Verse 12 says that Jesus will roll them up like a robe, like a garment they will be changed. Sorry, God will roll them up like a robe, and like a garment they will be changed. But Jesus will remain the same, and his years will never end.
第十二节说，你，这是神，你要将天地卷起来，像一件外衣，天地就都改变了，唯有你永不改变，你的年数没有穷尽。
Verse 13, to which of the angels did God ever say, sit on my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet?
第十三节呢，就说所有的天使，神从来对哪一个说，你坐在我的右边，直到我使你的仇敌做你的脚凳？
Well, that never happened.
所以这个从来没发生过。God
respects the angels. God's got a great future for angels like he does for you and me. But we are not ever going to be removed. Jesus will remain the same.
所以呢，实际上呢，神呢，他爱天使，他也有很多事情让天使去做，就像你我一样。但是呢，只有主耶稣基督，他永远是不变的。Jesus
plan, sorry, God's plan for Jesus is that all the enemies will be defeated. He will remain forever.
所以呢，神的计划呢是所有的敌人都会被消灭，只有主耶稣基督是永远长存的。Now
the question is, what is the angel's job?
所以问题是天使的工作是什么呢？
And you would say, well, the angel's job is to do what God wants them to do.
你会说呢，天使的工作就是 去做神想要他们做的事。
Okay, and if that's the case, then what's your job?
所以是的，如果是这个是对的话，那你的工作是什么？
Well, you would say my job is to do what God wants me to do.
所以你会说呢，我的工作也是神要我做什么我就做什么。
All right, so that is all very wonderful, but in particular, what is the job that angels have?
因为这个都是非常奇妙的，但是特别的来说呢，天使的工作是什么呢？
Verse 14, are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation?
第十四节说，天使岂不都是服役的灵，奉差遣为那将要承受救恩的人效力吗？
So what is the angel's job?
天使的工作是什么呢?
Well, his job is to help me.
他的工作就是帮我。
Is that kind of exciting?
这个会让你感到兴奋吗?
How am I going to get to heaven?
我怎么样可以去到天堂呢?
Well, the angels are going to help me.
天使会来帮助我。
How am I going to understand what to do?
所以我怎么会知道我应该做什么呢？
The angels will help me.
天使会帮我。
I'm just trying to find the clause. Maybe we read it, maybe we didn't. How many angels are there?
因为我要找到那句话，我们可能已经读过了。有多少天使在那里？
I read it somewhere this morning, but I'm not sure. But it says there are thousands times thousands of angels.
因为今天早上他读过那个，就是说那个千千万万的天使。
Millions and millions of angels. What's their job?
所以呢，有几百几百万的天使，他们的工作是什么呢？
Well, they're to help you and help me. If you're going to heaven, if you are those who will inherit salvation, then you are going to get the blessing from the angels. They're there to help you.
所以呢，那么多的天使呢，就是来帮助我们呢。如果你是要承受救恩的那个人呢，那个天使呢，就是我们的福气，他会来帮我们的。
So the question is, which of the angels have the job of helping Christians and helping them become what they should be because they are heirs of salvation? How many angels have that job?
所以呢，问题呢，就是说哪一类的天使是来帮助基督徒的，帮助他们那些承受救恩的基督徒的，是哪一些天使？有多少天使在那里去帮助那些承受救恩的人的呢？
What's the answer? How many?
答案是什么？有多少那样的天使？
If you went up to an angel and you said, excuse me, Mr. Angel, but what's your job? What's he going to say?
所以呢，如果你碰到一个天使，你说天使先生，你的工作是什么？他会怎么说？
He's going to say, my job is to serve those who will inherit salvation.
所以他会说呢，我的工作就是去帮助那些承受救恩的人。
And then you meet the next angel and you say, what's your job?
然后你碰到下一个天使，你说你的工作是什么呢？
He's going to say the same thing.
他会想同样的话。
Because the verse says all, doesn't it? Are not all angels ministering spirits?
所以呢，这一节天文的讲的是所有的天使，是所有的天使，对不对？
Every angel has one job.Maybe more, but every angel does have this job, and that is to minister to those, to help those who are going to be heirs of salvation.
所以呢，每一个天使都有一项工作，他们也许有其他工作，但是他们有一项工作是确定的，是帮助那些承受救恩的人，这是他们的工作。
Every angel is working for you.
每个天使都是服侍你的。
Is that exciting?
这个让你感到兴奋吗？
Are you important?
你重要吗？
Yeah, you're pretty important.
非常重要。
It's absolutely amazing. Jesus says, I've got all my angels working for you.
这是绝对神奇的，因为主耶稣基督说我所有的天使都是为你工作的。
Oh, you say that's pretty good.
你说这个太好了。
Now, would you worship the angels?
你会敬拜天使吗？
No, you'd say thank you. When you meet the angel, you'll say thank you, Mr. Angel. Appreciate all your help.
所以你不会去敬拜天使。当你碰到一个天使，说天使先生，非常感谢，谢谢你为我所做的一切。
But you won't worship the angel. You'll worship Jesus.
你不会敬拜天使，你只会敬拜主耶稣。
Keep worshiping Jesus now.
所以从现在开始，一直敬拜主耶稣。
All right, so that's our study from Hebrews chapter 1. And we're going to carry on next week, Lord willing, Hebrews chapter 2. And we're going to learn a little as we go. We haven't studied everything tonight, but we have learned a little.
所以呢，这就是我们今天的学到的。我们今天就学希伯来书第一章。今天下午呢，我们没有说把所有的事情都学会，但是我们就一点一点的学。
All right, let's have a word of prayer. Our time is gone.
然后我们来祷告，我们的时间也到了。
Lord, we want to thank you for Jesus.
主啊，我们要为主耶稣基督献上感恩。
We're so glad that we have heard about him.
我们非常高兴，我们听到了主耶稣。
We're thankful that the more we learn about him, the better it gets.
所以呢，我们非常感恩，我们呢，了解的他越多呢，我们就会得到更好，越来越好的东西。
And we're highly honored to acknowledge that he is happy today because he purchased our salvation.
所以我们非常尊敬的知道这样一件事，他今天是非常的高兴，因为他给了我们救恩。
We are happy today because he gave us his righteousness whereby we can be happy.
所以呢，我们今天非常的幸福，是因为他给了我们他的公义，否则的话，我们不可能高兴。
We're happy today not only because he helps us, but he sent his angels to help us too.
我们非常高兴的是，他今天的主不光是他自己帮助我，他帮助，他也把他的天使差遣来帮助我们。
We don't deserve all these things, Lord, but we are happy, and we give thanks to our Savior for what he has done for us.
我们本来不值得这样的待遇，但是我们今天非常的高兴，我们已经有这样的待遇，我们把所有的感恩都献给主耶稣。Lord,
help us not just to hear and to understand these great truths of Hebrews. Help us to live them, we pray.
主啊， 不光是帮助我们听到这样的希伯来书这样的真理，也帮助我们去理解这样的真理，也帮助我们去活出这样的真理。我们祈求祷告。And
we ask all this now in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这所有的一切是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. 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 Thank you all.